Well, we just reported on the breaking news coming out of the United States as the U.S. have House overwhelmingly approves sanctions to be imposed on Russia, Iran, and North Korea. To discuss this further now, we're being joined by Ruzbeh Ali Abadi. He's a managing partner with Global Growth Advisors, and he joins us via Skype from New York. Now, of course, we do know what kind of reaction Iran's going to put forth, saying that this does go against the spirit as well as the JCPOA stipulations as well.
Well, this is what's happening right now. You are correct. But the complication right now is the House voted unanimously on three policy challenges for President Trump and the broader administration. One is Russia, the other one North Korea, and the third one is Iran. But what seems to be the most problematic one was not the Iran portion or the North Korea portion, was the Russia portion of it. Why? Because they think the president is going to come back, at least on the Russia front, and going to challenge it or perhaps veto it. But if it does happen, then the House is going to overwhelming manner is going to break the veto by the president and is going to pass the legislation. But this is what's happening right now. What we're seeing with the legislative branch, what we're seeing with the executive branch, also what we're seeing in a broader Iran-U.S. atmosphere, this is not all good news at all. So remember, we are just waiting. I think it's a matter of time for Iran and for Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, to probably trigger a violation of JCPOA with to the dispute committee. What the president has done, what President Trump has done at the NATO summit in Europe, he has urged others not to invest in Iran. That is, in a way, the violation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, but also the broader challenge. Just look at what's happening in the administration and within the administration. Although the hawkish member of the administration, including the National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, as well as Joint Chiefs General Dunford and General James Mattis, who is leading the Pentagon, are for the nuclear deal. They believe the president should keep the nuclear deal. These legislations, the legislation that was passed by the House, will probably fuel the other side of the administration, which is in a way looking for dismantling the Iran nuclear deal altogether. But if that does happen, and if there is a there's a trigger on any side, and Iran, Mohammad Javad Zarif in particular, goes ahead with the dispute committee and says the U.S. has violated the spirit, or frankly, the letters, the actual Joint Comprehensive Plan of Actions, this could really backfire because other members of the Security Council, which in a way are going to be monitoring this indirectly through IAEA and the P5 portion of it, if you will, part of the
Right.
JCPOA, are not going to go with the president on this one.
Well, that's an interesting point you raised there, because in the past, before the JCPOA, that is, we did see the U.S. twisting arms of its European allies and even Russia to work with the U.S. in imposing different rounds of sanctions on Iran. And so far, we'd seen the European allies go along with the U.S. rhetoric and the U.S. measures. Now we're in a post-JCPOA era. What's to say that the European allies will continue to stick to their obligations?
Well, common sense, that's a short answer. Listen, this is about international obligations. The United States and the other five powers and Iran, they signed a multilateral agreement. And part of the multilateral agreement and part of international politics and international affairs is to respect and also follow through with the agreements that you sign with other nations. If this was a bilateral agreement between Iran and the United States, it would have been much easier. Iran could have violated it. The United States could have violated it, and both parties would walk out of the deal. But this is not up to the United States or Iran or any other country single-handedly. This is a multilateral deal. It took a long time to draft it. It took a long time to put it together. So, fact of the matter is, any other countries, including China, including Russia, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, they will not walk away. This is not the norm. Let's be very clear right now. What's happening right now in Washington with the Iran deal, in my opinion, is pure politics. Why? President Trump, unfortunately, wants to demolish President Barack Obama's legacy. He is doing it on two fronts. On the international front, he's doing it with the legacy of the President Obama, foreign policy legacy, which is a Iran deal. On the domestic front, he is doing it with the health care bill, as we're seeing it right now in the Senate being voted and moving forward to repeal Obamacare or President Obama's landmark health care bill. This is not an issue of being a Democrat or a Republican. On the health care, we can say fundamentally the president is against the way the health care bill is conducted or has been passed with the House and the Senate, and also is being put together in a broader sense for the broader healthcare community in the United States.
Right, but Mr. Ali Abadi, let's not forget that this is also a president who campaigned on being pro-business and good for the American economy. The JCPOA was negotiated to be a win-win solution for both sides. So isn't being in violation and putting more sanctions in Iran against that spirit of pro-business?
Well, is it contrary to pro-business? You bet, absolutely. Why so? Iran Air in particular signed one of the largest deals with Boeing, as they did with Boeing's counterpart, which is Airbus. So obviously this brings more jobs to the American economy. Let's be clear. A better economic relationship with Iran will bring more jobs to the United States as well. And what's happening right now, it is not just in a violation of the spirit of the deal, in the actual deal itself, but it's not good for the American economy. Why? Let's put it together. Other countries are in a way reaching out to Iran, signing deals, benefiting from Iran's opening. And if you were the business community in the United States, whether you're a banker in New York or you are in logistic business in California or you're in aerospace business in Seattle, you obviously want to say, but wait a second, we signed a deal, and Mr. President, we signed a deal with Iran as well. Where do we fall in? Why can't we do business with Iran? So absolutely, this is a big question mark for the American business community as well.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Rusbeh Ali Abadi, Managing Partner of Global Growth Advisors, joining us via Skype from New York. Mr. Ali Abadi, thanks very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV. Quick reminder to our viewers again, the U.S. House has voted overwhelmingly to impose sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea.